Welcome back to Vasper Today. It's May 21st, 2026, and if you've been watching the markets this week, you know it's been anything but boring. I'm Alex.
And I'm Sarah. We've got a packed show for you, from surging bond yields to blockbuster tech earnings, and even some rare good news out of the Middle East. So buckle up, because this week's finance headlines are shaking up just about every corner of the economy.
Let's start with those bond yields. If you're an investor, or even just thinking about buying a house, you've probably noticed borrowing costs are climbing fast. The 10-year Treasury yield is closing in on 4.7%, and the 30-year is at its highest since 2007. That's a huge deal.
Yeah, and it's not just a number on a chart. Think about it this way. When yields go up, it gets more expensive for everyone to borrow money. That means higher mortgage rates, pricier car loans, and companies paying more to finance growth. It's like the financial weather just turned stormy.
The key thing to understand is this isn't happening in a vacuum. Persistent inflation and those ongoing geopolitical tensions, especially in the Middle East, are making investors nervous. So they're demanding higher returns to lend money, which pushes yields up even more.
And that volatility, it's not just for Wall Street pros. If you've got a 401k or you're saving for college, these swings can hit your portfolio. So listeners, how are you thinking about risk right now? Are you rebalancing or just riding it out?
That's a great question, Sarah. And speaking of risk, let's talk about the big shakeup at the Fed. Kevin Warsh is now the new chair, and he's coming in hot, literally, with inflation still running at 3.8%. Warsh is known for being hawkish, so we could be looking at even tighter credit conditions.
I have to say, Alex, this feels like a real turning point. Warsh has a reputation for building consensus, but with government borrowing so high and inflation refusing to cool off, he's got his work cut out for him. Here's why this matters to you. If the Fed raises rates again, it could slow down lending, make it harder for businesses to invest, and even cool off the job market.
Exactly. And for anyone running a business or managing a budget, this leadership change means you'll need to stay nimble. Policy uncertainty can ripple through everything from hiring plans to investment strategies.
But it's not all doom and gloom. Let's switch gears to something a little more exciting. Tech stocks are on fire thanks to the AI boom. Nvidia just posted record-breaking earnings and is now the world's most valuable company. That's wild.
It really is. Let's break this down. Nvidia's chips are powering everything from self-driving cars to generative AI, and investors are rewarding that in a big way. The broader tech sector is riding this wave, with major indexes hitting new highs.
Here's why this matters. If you're a developer, a startup founder, or even just a tech enthusiast, the message is clear. AI isn't just hype anymore. Companies that can harness advanced chips and algorithms are pulling ahead, and everyone else is scrambling to catch up.
And for investors, it's a reminder that a handful of leaders can drive the whole market. So, are you betting on the giants or looking for the next breakout star? Let us know what you think.
Now let's talk about the Middle East. The ongoing U.S.-Iran conflict sent oil prices soaring earlier this week, rattling markets everywhere. But big sigh of relief, recent peace talks and President Trump's pause on military action have brought prices back down.
The key thing to understand is energy markets are incredibly sensitive to geopolitical headlines. Even rumors of a ceasefire can send prices swinging. For energy traders, supply chain managers, and policymakers, this is a wake-up call. You need robust risk management because the landscape can change overnight.
And for the rest of us? Well, lower oil prices could mean some relief at the gas pump and maybe even a break on inflation. But it's a reminder that global events can hit your wallet, even if you're thousands of miles away.
Speaking of wallets, let's wrap up with some surprisingly good news from the retail sector. Walmart and Target just reported strong earnings, showing that U.S. consumers are still spending, even with inflation squeezing budgets.
I love this story. Walmart's online sales jumped 26%, and Target's product revamps are attracting both bargain hunters and higher-income shoppers. Here's why this matters. It shows that consumers are adapting, looking for value, and embracing digital shopping more than ever.
For retailers, it's a roadmap for survival. Focus on value, invest in digital, and stay nimble. And for the broader economy, strong consumer spending is a good sign for the health of the S&P 500 and beyond.
So listeners, what's your take? Are you changing your shopping habits or sticking to your usual routine? We want to hear from you.
That's all for this week on Vasper Today. Whether you're watching the bond market, betting on AI, or just trying to stretch your paycheck, we hope you're feeling a little more informed and maybe even inspired.
Thanks for joining us. Don't forget to subscribe, send us your questions, and tune in next week for more tech and finance news you can actually use. See you next time.